In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels are our inseparable friends, our guides and teachers in all the events of daily life. The guardian angel is for each one company, encouragement, inspiration, and joy. He is smart and cannot lie to us. He is always attentive to our every need and ready to deliver us from all danger. The angel has been one of the best gifts that God has been able to give us to accompany us on the path of life. How important we are to Him. He has the mission to take us to heaven, and therefore, when we turn away from God, He feels sad. Our angel is good and loves us. Let us respond to His love and ask Him with all our hearts to teach us to love Jesus and the Virgin Mary more each day. What greater joy can we give Him than to love Jesus and the Virgin Mary more and more? Let us love our Mother, the Virgin Mary, with the angel, and with the Virgin Mary and all the angels and saints, let us love Jesus, who awaits us in the Eucharist. Sometimes, God can allow an angel to communicate messages to us through a dream, as He did with Joseph, to whom He said, He had made up his mind to do this, when suddenly the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because she has conceived what is in her by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you must name him Jesus, because he is the one who is to save his people from their sins. Now all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken through the prophet. Look, the virgin is with child and will give birth to a son whom they will call Emmanuel, a name which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had told him to do. He took his wife to his home. He had not had intercourse with her when she gave birth to a son, and he named him Jesus. Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 to 25. Also Jacob, while sleeping, had a dream. He dreamed of a ladder resting on the ground and whose top touched the heavens, and behold, the angels of God went up and down on it, and he saw that God was on it. And Jacob, scared, said, He had a dream. There was a ladder planted on the ground with its top reaching to heaven, and God's angels were going up and down on it. And there was Yahweh standing beside him and saying, I, Yahweh, am the God of Abraham your father and the God of Isaac. The ground on which you are lying, I shall give to you and your descendants. Your descendants will be as plentiful as the dust on the ground. You will spread out to west and east, to north and south, and all clans on earth will bless themselves by you and your descendants. Be sure, I am with you. I shall keep you safe wherever you go and bring you back to this country, for I shall never desert you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Truly, Yahweh is in this place, and I did not know. He was afraid and said, How awe-inspiring this place is. This is nothing less than the abode of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Genesis chapter 28, verse 12 to verse 17. Angels watch over our dreams, go up to heaven and down to earth, if we can speak like that, to present our works and prayers before God. While we sleep, the angels pray for us and offer us to God. How much our angel prays for us! Have we thought of thanking our guardian angel? What if we ask the angels of our family and friends for prayers, and those who are worshiping Jesus in the tabernacles? Let us ask the angels for prayers for us. They watch over our dreams. Angels also frequently bless us on behalf of God. Therefore, it is beautiful what Jacob says when he blesses his son Joseph and his grandsons Ephraim and Manasseh. The angel who has saved me from all harm, bless these boys, so that my name may live on in them, and the names of my ancestors Abraham and Isaac, and they grow into teeming multitudes on earth. Genesis chapter 48, verse 16. Let us ask the blessing of God from our angel before going to bed, and when we go to do something important. Let's also ask for our parents, when we go on a trip, or like children when they go to sleep. An angel of God appears to the one who will be the mother of Samson, who was barren. The angel tells her that she is going to conceive a son, who must be a Nazarite, consecrated to God from birth. He should not drink wine or fermented drink. He should not eat anything unclean or have his hair cut. In a second opportunity, the angel also appears to the father, called Manoah, who asks his name. The angel answers, Why are you asking me my name if it is wonderful? If you want to prepare a burnt offering, offer it to God. And Manoah took the goat and the oblation and offered it to God on the rock. Manoah and his wife were watching. When the flame rose from the altar to heaven, the angel rose in the flame. Judges chapter 13, verses 16 to 20. The angel communicates to Samson's parents the news that they will have a son, and that according to God's plans, he must be consecrated to God from birth. And when they offer a sacrifice, the angel goes up with the flame towards God to signify that the angels offer our sacrifices and prayers to God. The Archangel Saint Raphael is one of those who presents our prayers to God. He says, "So you must know that when you and Sarah were at prayer, it was I who offered your supplications before the glory of the Lord and who read them. So too, when you were burying the dead, when you did not hesitate to get up and leave the table to go and bury a dead man, I was sent to test your faith. And at the same time, God sent me to heal you and your daughter-in-law, Sarah. I am Raphael, one of the seven angels who stand ever ready to enter the presence of the glory of the Lord." They were both overwhelmed with awe. They fell on their faces in terror. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid. Peace be with you. Bless God forever." Tobit chapter 12, verses 12 to 17. We all know the beautiful story of the Archangel Saint Raphael described in the book of Tobit. Tobias went out to look for a man who knew the way to go with him to Medea, because in those days the roads were very dangerous. Outside, he found Raphael the angel standing facing him, though he did not guess he was an angel of God. Before the trip, the father blesses his son Tobias. "May God in heaven protect you abroad and bring you both back to me safe and sound. May his angel go with you and protect you, my child." And when the mother begins to cry inconsolably because her son leaves and she does not know if he will return alive, the father tells her, "Do not think such thoughts. A good angel will go with him. He will have a good journey and come back to us well and happy." When Tobias was bathing in the Tigris River, a large fish jumped as if to devour him, and the angel said to him, "Catch the fish. Do not let it go. Cut it open. Take out gall, heart, and liver. Set these aside and throw the entrails away, for gall and heart and liver have curative properties. You burn the fish's heart and liver, and their smoke is used in the case of a man or woman plagued by a demon or evil spirit. Any such affliction disappears for good, leaving no trace. As regards the gall, this is used as an eye ointment for anyone having white spots on his eyes. After using it, you have only to blow on the spots to cure them." When they returned from the long journey after Tobias married Sarah, the Archangel Saint Raphael said to Tobias before he reached his father, "I give you my word that your father's eyes will open. You must put the fish's gall to his eyes. The medicine will smart and will draw a filmy white skin off his eyes. And your father will no more be blind, but will be able to see the light." And Tobias applied the medicine to his father, left it there a while, then with both hands peeled away a filmy skin from the corners of his eyes. Then his father fell on his neck and wept. He exclaimed, "I can see you, my son, the light of my eyes." And he said, "Blessed be God, blessed be his great name, blessed be all his holy angels, blessed be his great name forevermore." Saint Raphael the Archangel is considered as medicine of God, as if he were a specialist doctor in all diseases. We would do well to invoke him in all illnesses so that we can obtain healing through his intercession. When the three young Hebrews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were thrown into the burning fiery furnace in Babylon by King Nebuchadnezzar, the fire did not burn them, and they walked through the fire singing and praising God, but four were seen instead of three. So the king asked his advisors, "Did we not have these three men thrown bound into the fire? But I am seeing four men who walk freely through the fire without suffering any damage, and the fourth has the appearance of a son of the gods." And Nebuchadnezzar exclaimed, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He has sent his angel to rescue his servants, who, putting their trust in him, defied the order of the king and preferred to forfeit their bodies rather than serve or worship any god but their God." The angel freed them from the fire and walked with them, singing and praising God. In case of natural catastrophes, fires, or misfortunes of any kind, God can help us and save us through our angel. He can even save us from dangerous animals, like he saved Daniel from the lion's pit. On one occasion, the prophet Elijah was in the middle of the desert, having fled from Jezebel, and was hungry and thirsty and wanted to die. He wished himself death, He lay down and fell asleep under a furze bush, but an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." He looked and saw at his head a cake baked on hot stones and a jug of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. But the angel of Yahweh came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, or the journey will be too long for you." So he got up and ate and drank, and strengthened by that food, he walked for 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, God's mountain. Just as the angel gave Elijah food and drink, God can also give us food and drink through our angel when we are in distressing moments. He can do it with a miracle or through other people who share their bread and food with us. For this reason, Jesus tells us in the gospel, "Give them something to eat." We too can be like provider angels to others in need. God tells us in Psalm 91, "Though 1,000 fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, you yourself will remain unscathed. No disaster can overtake you, no plague come near your tent. He has given his angels orders about you to guard you wherever you go. They will carry you in their arms in case you trip over a stone. You will walk upon wild beast and adder. You will trample young lions and snakes." In the midst of the most extreme difficulties, even in the midst of war, when the bullets hiss around us or the plague spreads through the neighborhood, God can save us through his angels. When the battle was at its height, the enemy saw five magnificent men appear from heaven on horses with golden bridles and put themselves at the head of the Jews. Surrounding Maccabeus and screening him with their own armor, they kept him unscathed, while they rained arrows and thunderbolts on the enemy, until blinded and confused, they scattered in complete disorder. St. Michael the Archangel is the Prince of Angels and is a powerful defender against the attacks of the enemy of souls, the devil. In the book of Revelation, it says, "A war broke out in heaven when St. Michael the Archangel with his angels attacked the dragon. The dragon fought back with his angels, but they were defeated and driven out of heaven. The great dragon, the primeval serpent, known as the devil or Satan, who had led all the world astray, was hurled down to the earth, and his angels were hurled down with him." It is clear that St. Michael the Archangel has a special power against the devil, who always attacks us, wanting to separate us from the love of God. One day in December 1884 or January 1885 in the Vatican, in his private chapel, Pope Leo XIII, after having celebrated Mass, attended a second Mass. Towards the end, he was seen suddenly raising his head and staring at the altar above the tabernacle. The Pope's face paled and his features tightened. After the Mass, Pope Leo XIII got up and, still under the influence of intense emotion, went to his private office. A prelate of those around him asked him, "Holy Father, are you feeling tired? Do you need something?" "No," Pope Leo XIII replied, "I don't need anything." The Pope locked himself in his private office. Half an hour later, he summoned the secretary of the Congregation for Rites. He gave him a paper and asked him to have it printed and sent to all the bishops around the world. What was the content of this paper? It was a prayer to the Archangel St. Michael, composed by Pope Leo XIII himself, a prayer that the priests would recite after each Mass around the world, at the foot of the altar, after the Salve Regina already prescribed by Pope Blessed Pius IX. Pope Leo XIII later confided to one of his secretaries, Archbishop Rinaldo Ange, that during Mass he had seen a cloud of demons rushing against the church to attack it, hence his decision to mobilize St. Michael the Archangel and the militias of heaven to defend the church against Satan and his armies. Let us invoke St. Michael in this relentless fight, which will last our whole lives, and let us pray the prayer. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us from the enemy and be our help against the snares and tricks of the devil. We beg you that the Lord command you. And to you, Prince of the heavenly militias, with the power received from God, throw Satan into the depths of hell and also the other unclean spirits that roam the world seeking the perdition of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.